Exclusion of party candidates and irreparable prejudice to the PF's participation in the election. The Southern African Center for the Constructive Resolution of Disputes, SACOR, has condemned acts of violence and intimidation allegedly witnessed at various nomination centers involving suspected UPND cadres. The organization says the incidents were allegedly targeted at individuals seeking to stand as independent candidates, perceived political opponents, and those not viewed as preferred candidates. SACOR Executive Director Arthur Muyunda says the development is concerning, coming just days after President Hakainde Hichilema assured the nation that there would be no violence during the electoral process. Mr. Muyunda has since urged the UPND leadership to urgently investigate the matter and establish who within the party structures may be defying the president's directive, saying such conduct risks embarrassing both the head of state and the country.
We therefore urge the President and the top leadership of the National Party for National Development to urgently look into this matter and establish who within the party structure will have chosen to disobey the President's direction and the process, and decide to embarrass the head of state and country. The leadership must be demonstrated through action, discipline, and adherence to democratic values. SACOR stands across upon the Zambia Police Service to professionally and impartially arrest all perpetrators involved in this act of violence.
Meanwhile, the Action Institute of Policy Analysis Center, IPAC, has expressed concern over the blocking and intimidation of individuals seeking to participate in the 2026 general elections as independent candidates. IPAC Executive Director Solomon Ngoma says the conduct allegedly involving cadres in some parts of the country is unlawful, undemocratic, and a threat to the integrity of Zambia's electoral process. Mr. Ngoma has since called on the UPND leadership to take immediate and decisive action against what he terms misconduct by cadres, warning that failure to act risks undermining public confidence in the ruling party's commitment to free and fair elections.
The scenes that unfolded in Mazabuk and Choma, where individuals suspected to be UPND cadres engaged in acts of intimidation and obstruction, paints a very negative picture of our democracy. Such behavior sends a long signal both to our friends, to our citizens, and to the Ndrangheta community. It suggests that our democratic space is simpering, that participation is being curtailed, and that authority is being directed in place of down. This is unacceptable in a country that prides itself on democratic governance and constitutional order. We therefore appeal to the leadership of the United Party for National Development, UPND, to take immediate and decisive action to address this standard behavior of its cadres.
And human rights advocate Wesley Miyanda says the attack and blocking of former Mazabuga Central lawmaker Gary Nkombo by suspected UPND cadres during filing of nominations in Mazabuga today undermines democratic principles and constitutional freedoms that allow citizens to contest political office without intimidation or violence. The Ministry of Mines says five small-scale miners who were trapped underground for 12 days at Makala Gold Mine in Mumbwa District have been successfully rescued alive and are currently receiving medical attention at Mumbwa District Hospital. Ministry Permanent Secretary Dr. Hapenga Kabeta has disclosed that preliminary assessments suggest that three more miners may still be trapped underground, adding that rescue teams remain on site as operations continue to account for all those affected. Dr. Kabeta has commended emergency responders, local authorities, and all stakeholders involved in the ongoing rescue mission for their dedication and commitment during the operation. He has further reiterated the importance of safe, formal, and environmentally responsible mining practices, stressing that compliance with established regulations and safety standards is critical to safeguarding lives and communities. This is according to a statement issued by Ministry of Mines and Principal Public Relations Officer Kalani Mitchell. The Zambia Information and Communications Technology Authority, ZICTA, has urged members of the public to remain cyber-conscious in order to protect themselves from falling victim to fraudsters. Speaking